From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A controversy has erupted over payments to Iran and the release of U.S. hostages. On the same day in January that Iran released four American hostages, the United States airlifted $400 million in foreign currencies to that country. The U.S. government says the money was sent to settle a decades-old dispute over a canceled arms agreement and denies suggestions that the exchange amounted to a ransom payment. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Wednesday the U.S. has not paid and will not pay ransom for Americans detained in Iran. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has declined to support the re-election campaign of House Speaker Paul Ryan, but Trump's running mate Mike Pence Wednesday enthusiastically endorsed Ryan. Trump has angered his party's leadership by refusing to endorse Ryan or Senator John McCain in their primary campaigns, even though both men have extended support to Trump. Pence told Fox News that Trump strongly encouraged him to endorse Ryan, but American media are calling the endorsement an unusual split between the candidates at the top of a party ticket. South Africans voted Wednesday in local elections. The results of the vote, expected within a week, could shake up the ruling African National Congress Party. The leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema, hopes for a big turnout.
We are hopeful that our people will understand that this might be much better than 1994, and therefore their coming out in their numbers is very important.
Opinion polls predict that the opposition Democratic Alliance will make gains in metropolitan areas, giving it a greater chance to seize a larger share in 2019's national election. This is VOA News.